And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great show for you today. Rosie and Jeff Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing are here, and they have a big announcement. Big announcement. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, I'm just like ready to get to the news. I'm so excited having Jeff and Rosie in here today. It's going to be a fun show, man.
Holy mackerel. This is such huge news. Good morning, Rest.
Hi, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Should we call him RH?
We can call him RH.
RH. I almost call him. Yeah, Jeff. RH, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. RH.
You know, he answers to anything.
Yeah. So, Rosie, Cedro Sport Fishing. Yeah. How's it going at Cedro Sport Fishing?
You know what? It is going incredibly well. You know, should I just say it?
Just go
should
ahead.
Should I go for it?
Go ahead and burn it out.
Just to go.
I'm just excited.
Start off with this a little bit. So, you know, 5-6 years ago, I came into this Cedro Sport Fishing, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and ready to build this this lodge up. And you know, over the last 5-6 years, we've been heavily marketing and making improvements to Cedro Sport Fishing and the whole experience. And basically, I have marketed ourselves right out of new anglers or anglers getting back to the island. We just don't have spots open.
Because everybody rebooks.
Everybody rebooks. Yeah. It blows my mind about 95% of the people rebook. Even anglers that say, I'm just going to go down. This is going to probably be my only trip. I just want to check it out. I just want to have the Cedros experience. And it never fails. They come across the border, and they look at me, and they point, and they go, next year I'm on. And it's like, I thought you weren't going again. Well, I'm on. I have charter masters, actually one of Jeff's contractors, that basically he came back from his first one, said it was going to be his
charter.
He goes, book me for the next 10 years.
Cool.
And I mean the whole charter.
Yeah.
The whole charter for the next 10
years. I'll take every spot that week I want for the next 10 years.
I want for the next 10 years.
Well, and that's the thing, is it's perfect for a corporate event.
It is.
Because it's 12
so
people.
Is.
You can, you know, have your own deal.
It's affordable.
It's quaint. Yeah. And the thing is like we've always said, it's like hitting the easy button.
Yeah.
You're hitting the easy button. You fly down. First of all, we hold your hand at the border. You fly down. You have the option of fishing the first day. You eat on land. You sleep on land. You shower on land.
In comfortable accommodations.
Very comfortable accommodations. You get on a pongo. Within minutes, you're fishing.
Yeah.
What's not easy about all of that?
No.
And if you're, like you're talking, like what Pete's talking about, if you're taking clients and customers, that kind of thing down, like everybody is in the same spot, you know, like
yes.
In the best way possible. There's not other things to do. It's just you guys enjoying what the lodge has to offer and enjoying the sunset, but all the people are there and everybody's BSing and high-fiving about the big one they got and ribbing the guy about the one he lost. It's
exactly.
Just like that perfect camaraderie.
Exactly. And, you know, it's so funny that you say that, Rick, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, on the social media, you'll see me post pictures of the fish that they caught for the day. And I love seeing those pictures, but the pictures I love the most are the ones sitting around the fire.
Oh, totally.
Where everyone is just having a good time.
Yeah.
That's what it's really about, is just having a good time.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
those. And
yeah.
maybe I should post more of those pictures of sitting around the fire.
Well, and that's the thing, is that you, even if you're not part of a group, you go down as a single, you go down as a pair of guys or a couple or whatever, you meet new people and you become friends because it's an intimate atmosphere, it's 12 people and
yeah.
everybody
that's
has
true.
A good time.
We had a charter probably about 3 years ago, and there was just one spot open, and so I asked the charter master, I said, do you need me just to get a single person on that? And he's like, yeah, just open it up. He goes, all my guys kind of had things going on. So I put this one gal on there, and you know what? She clicked with that charter so much. She goes on that one every year.
That's so cool. I love stories like that.
They just love it.
That's
the new best fishing buddy. Here she is.
Now, that's a good question. Can you accommodate single ladies?
Absolutely.
Give them their own room?
They don't necessarily need their own room, but it's like I'll put an email out, you know, hey, I have a single. Here she is. This is her M.O., and I have plenty of people say, oh, no worries. You know, room her with so-and-so, or I'll room with her,
yeah.
or whatever.
Okay, gotcha.
And it works out very well.
All right. So the accommodation,
well.
So describe the new lodge.
Okay. So we've been, you know, a leader in the industry. We set very high standards. We are constantly trying to make improvements on what we've been doing with Cedro Sport Fishing. Others are trying to copy us, but honestly, they just can't. Hands down, I really feel that we are the best for so many reasons. Years ago, I know I've been talking to you about it, Pete. We really wanted to add on to our lodge. 2 years ago, 2020, March, Fred Hall show, I came to you and I said, we broke ground on the new lodge.
Yeah.
But 2020 happened, COVID happened, and, you know, we didn't do anything for 2020, not only because of COVID, but more so because of the runway. So construction stopped. And, you know, our goal, like I said, was to add on to the existing lodge. And we have not done that, okay? But what we have done, and maybe it is even the better thing because it
yeah.
is ready right now, we have leased out an existing lodge that is right next door to us.
Literally next door.
Literally next
like
door.
Like across to us. The street.
Like up the hill, a stone's throw away.
Yeah.
So if you were at our lodge or at the new lodge and you had a buddy down there, you know, our guys will more than happy drive you back and forth, but you could walk there if you wanted.
100 yards?
150 maybe?
150 yards.
Maybe
yeah,
that.
Cool.
Yeah. So we have leased out that lodge, and we leased it out for the months that most people are asking me to go.
Great.
July, August, September, and October, beginning October 2022. And I will, as soon as we get off the show here today, post pictures.
Get out of here.
I will
That's
post
huge
pictures
news.
Of the lodge. So I
it's
now,
a beautiful lodge. I got to preview
you
some pictures.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is a beautiful lodge.
Yeah.
And it has the exact same view that we have.
Cool.
It sits right on the cliff's edge, just like we do. The bedrooms are huge. The facilities, the restrooms are huge. The dining room holds 12, and it's big, and it's open.
Perfect.
Every room has an ocean view. You step out your sliding glass door to a patio where you'll have chairs and tables out there where you can sit and have your coffee in the morning. And you're looking at the same view that we have at Cedro Sport Fishing.
So how's it going to work? Are you going to stagger trips?
Exactly. We are going to stagger trips. So
because the plane only holds 12.
Plane holds 12. So, so if a trip goes down on Monday, the next trip might go down on Wednesday. And
gotcha.
We will stagger the trips coming and going.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
So take a load down, bring a load back. Keep everybody full.
Yep.
I love it.
Keep everybody full.
I love it.
Same amount of money?
Same amount of money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same
that's
price.
It. Same price. Same bat time. Same bat station.
So dining facilities be separate. The accommodation will be separate. If you have friends that are at their lodge, you can walk down and go have a cocktail with them
or
whatever.
Absolutely.
Vice versa.
We have two trips going down for the Yellowtail tournament this year.
Okay.
Jeff will be on the one at our lodge, the original lodge, and then the new lodge. There's a few people on there that know each other. So they said in the evenings they're just going to all get together dinner and hang out and. Like you said, who got the big one today and who lost the big one today?
So what are you going to call the new lodge? Cedro Sport Fishing 2?
Two. Part 2.
Yeah, dos.
Dos.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
1.2.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
This is really cool.
Oh, congratulations.
And like you said, you nailed it. Just there's way more people that want to go than you have spaces for, and now you have spaces again.
And my list was long. I mean, if a spot did open and the charter master couldn't fill it, I would just go to my list of people that said, hey, if you get a spot that opens up, and I would just go down that list. Or if for some crazy reason a charter opened up or a week opened up, I had a list of charter masters.
They want to take the whole thing.
Take the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we were able to do that already.
Man, that's great.
If you go online, there's a few trips that you don't see on there yet. So if you see
Cedro Sport Fishing Dos is also on the website, as long as Cedro Sport
it
Fishing.
It is, and you will see it. There will be trips on there that will say, like, the trip August, trip number 27, August 12th through 18th. All it says right now is Lodge 2. If there's someone that wants
Lodge
to take 12 spots, or if there's someone that wants to take 3 spots, that trip is open. That trip is open. Guys, it is open. It's like...
And what was
here
the date on
go.
That?
August 12th. But
Gosh.
Right
in
the
prime
right
time.
No, that's why I'm saying,
It's prime time.
That's the story I used to always tell. Like, my favorite time was always June. I loved being down there in June. The bass fishing was so good. Always good yellowtail fishing until we went in August. And then I think August might be now my favorite time. Like, it's so good.
Well, that happened to Jeff. So I remember, Jeff, you went down in June. You're like, oh, my gosh, the size
this
of these
is it.
Yellowtail.
Yeah,
this
is
crazy.
It.
And then you went down in July. You're like, oh, my gosh, July, this is crazy.
Oh, the bass were going crazy over 4th of July 1 year.
Wow.
And then he went in August. And he's like, August, this is really cool. Well, and then when that one contractor that I was telling you that booked the next 10 years, well, he goes in maybe the third week of October. And Jeff is like, oh, my gosh, October. You have the addition of maybe some smaller yellowfin, but the Dorado and the Wahoo. He's like, catching Wahoo on a Ponga.
Wow.
This is amazing. So it's like...
Well, the bottom line is you go June, July, August, September, October. Hard to miss.
Yeah.
Hard to miss.
You can't miss.
You just can't
miss.
So
one of the really neat things about Cedros is there's a lot of fishing lodges that have been around for years that were easy to get to. And then when Cedros came up and Rosie made it that much easier to get down there with the airlines, it opened up a whole new market for customers to do something different for their customers.
That's easy.
And, one of the things that kept coming up as a theme, people who are owning businesses and wanting to take their customers is, hey, everybody can go to XYZ. We can go north. We can go south. We can go east. We can do a lot of things. Now, all of a sudden, Cedros opens up and it's the big talk. Because it's so different than anything else that's out there that people get used to going to.
Right.
And so kind of a tip to everybody that's listening, if you're thinking about booking the charter, if you don't get your name on there for this next coming year, you may be still waiting for 1.3 to open.
Yeah. Which would be a long wait. So for those of our listeners that aren't familiar with Cedro Sport Fishing, describe the experience. How does it all work?
You know, I love that this is such an easy experience for everyone, and I think we've worked really hard at making it easy. So basically what you do is you meet me down at the border. I do all...
Down at CBX, the Cross-Border Express.
On is the
U.S.
You can park right there.
Yep, the frontage of an airport. It's in Otay Mesa, California, the frontage of the Tijuana International Airport. You park safely on the U.S. side.
Yeah, I think it's like $12 a day or something like that.
I think it's $15 now. But okay. You know what? I basically tell everyone, hey, carpool.
Yeah.
Get a few, get three guys.
Still, you're only down there
cars.
For 4 days.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, no big deal.
San Diego Airport's like $40 a day. So I'll take the $15 just fine.
Yeah, no problem there. So I meet you down at the CBX. Like I said, again, can't say it enough, at very secure parking. I do all of your paperwork, okay? The other lodges don't do that, okay? I do all of your paperwork. So we know your FM visa is done right. It's done properly. We do your Mexican fishing licenses. I don't send you to some website to do it. I do it for you. I have your Cross-Border Express pass. And we don't know what's going to happen next year, but, you know, this last year we had to do a health questionnaire form. I sent the questions out to you guys. I filled out your health questionnaire
form.
Wow,
did all the stuff.
I did everything, okay? And then, like I said, I meet you down there. I hold your hand on this side of the border. I have a concierge service in the Tijuana International Airport. They hold your hand on that side of the border. Get you to our aircraft, two-hour flight down. Our crew meets you, so you don't even have to arrange for pickup at the airport to get to your destination. We pick you up. Our crew and the airline crew handle all of your baggage and your gear, and you just have to get off the aircraft and go over to the van and pop a cold one.
Yeah.
And about 10 minutes to the lodge, if you decided to fish on the day of arrival, you get your stuff together, eat your little bit of lunch, and head on down to the harbor and go out fishing. If you decided that you wanted to stay at the lodge and look at your gear for another 2 or 3 or 4 hours and maybe put it together and range it and have a margarita or something, you have the option of doing that too. And then, dinner is served every night, breakfast in the mornings, lunches on the pongas, appetizers when you come back, fish all day, party and sleep all night, and, Groundhog's Day, the next day you do it all over again.
Sounds like fun.
It's crazy how I got this feeling of like, man, I almost didn't want to ask anybody for anything because they're so accommodating.
They're so
accommodating. Like, if you needed whatever, a bottle of water, like somebody might be doing something very important and like everything stops, we got you, don't worry about grabbing your bag. We're going to load all your tackle onto the boat for you. We're going to load all your gear into the truck for you. Like it's
full service.
That's a great description.
Yeah. I remember the first time that I was down there and it's like, I tried to just be a guest and not be Rosie down there trying to do everything. So I wanted to see what was actually going to, happen. And after breakfast, I'm looking around. I was like, where's my gear? What happened to my gear? Where's my rock? Where is everything? And little did I know, it has already been down to the harbor. It's already on the
already
plonga.
On your boat
it's
for the
already
day.
Waiting
yeah.
for me.
Yeah, they like assign a number, they tag it, so they know exactly where to put it.
Hey,
so.
Pete's number six, and he's fishing with Javier, and
that's right.
We already got every bag that's tagged number six already on Javier's boat waiting for you. We know that you like a few more Cokes and a couple of extra waters
that's
and
right.
two extra Gatorades, and those are already there for you.
Exactly.
Like it's a cool, cool experience.
It works out really well.
Yeah,
works out
sure.
really well.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here with Rosie and Jeff Sadro, Sport Fishing.
Yeah, going
to
be a lot of fun. So much cool information talking about such a great place, and we'd love to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can text the show. The text the show option, new to Let's Talk Hookup and becoming hugely popular. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you want to shoot a text to Rosie, to Jeff, if you got questions, anything you want, shoot a text to the show via that Let's Talk Hookup app. And not only are we taking your phone calls, reading your texts, we have got a great prize for you today. One lucky caller, how about this, is going to get a $100 gift card good towards any trip in 2022 for Cedro Sport Fishing. And that's either lodge.
Either lot.
Yeah, if there
ever is available.
Yeah, you pick a spot. You got $100 off of your spot coming for any trip in 2022.
Wow. Pretty darn cool. That'll buy you some margaritas.
I love it.
That'll buy you 100 Tecatis down there.
It will.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with the minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island Launch Ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice, free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones are packing up. If you want to get through, talk to Rosie, talk to Jeff, 213-432-1090. And the only thing busier than those phone lines are our texts, man.
The texts are flying through.
Yeah, it's been fun. Yeah.
Well, not only that, I just got a text message from an angler that said, book me on such and such trip. So I just booked him, and I already sent him a confirmation while we're here on the radio.
In process here. So Sagel Sport Fishing, of course, the big announcement. Added a second lodge.
Second lodge.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Sagel Sport Fishing Dos. Yeah. So that's 12 more people.
240 more anglers are going to get to have the Sagel experience this year.
Wow.
So, and actually, I don't want to say 240 more, because the gentleman
right.
that just booked, you know, is already down there once, so now he's going twice. So there you have it.
Yeah, and I must say that Cedro Sport Fishing is the original lodge on Cedros.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it
Rick
is.
And I went down there like when they're the call, at the beginning of the concept.
Yeah.
With Adrian and Tom. At the beginning, before there was a lodge and everything, and it's like, here's kind of what we're doing, and they invited Rick and I to come down there, and Rick and I went, do it.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
The idea was like, hey, we have this idea. We think it might be cool. Will you come down and see what you think? You think people would be into this? And like, couldn't say fast enough. People be into this. So we should do this.
Can you believe that it was 15 years ago?
That's 15 years
ago.
15 years ago.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow, amazing. Well, if you want to get through on the phones, here's your chance. You have a get a $100 gift certificate towards any available trip in 2022. That's even Cedro Sport Fishing Uno or a Cedro Sport Fishing Dos.
I love it.
And it's 213-432-1090. I got a great text here from Darren in Menifee. It's finally going to Cedro's in August with my dad and son. Per guy, how many irons, MC swim baits, MC wheelers on a four-day trade? Looking to buy a Fathom 230 size Star Drag, good enough for big yellows, smaller tuna, can't wait. Thank you. So, okay, how much gear do you need? That's the big question.
Well, it depends on what you're going to stay focused on. I generally take a couple good size handfuls of swim baits. I take some stick baits. Taking the surface iron, probably to fish 4 days. I would say 12. But the other thing, too, is there's a couple of tackle stores now on the island. So if you run short on stuff or if you happen to run out of something on the boat, all of our Ponga captains have extra jigs.
You can go to the tackle store.
Yeah, you're not going to run out. So, you know, if you're packing ultralight, you know, maybe take six surface irons, maybe a couple of, you know, 6X juniors or something heavy just to get down if you want to fish a different structure. And you don't need a lot of gear. Make sure you also bring some hooks, some 3-0 minimum, and 80-pound
and 60-pound. Because it's mackerel, right?
Yes, it's mackerel. And then if you're trolling a live bait, that 80-pound will save you because you're trolling your bait kind of far behind the boat and you're fishing in 60, 70 feet of water. Those fish will rock you fast. So you need that extra horsepower to get them back through the kelp and out of the rocks.
Bring some fluorocarbon.
You can. I don't, be honest with you. I think it's down there. It's not required.
Mm-hmm.
The fish down there are so aggressive.
Yeah.
And they're hungry and mean, and they want to eat.
Yeah.
but definitely line up.
I think the fluorocarbon down there is a lot less about the, you know, less visible reasons and a lot more just that fluorocarbon is such a harder, more abrasion-resistant material. So, you know, you're weathering the storm of all of the bites that you'll be getting. Corey always says it best, like, you know, Corey likes fishing heavy fluoro for his swim baits and weedless baits, and it's not because you need 50 or 60 or 80-pound fluoro to catch a calico bass. It's that when you hook your 7 or 8 or 9-pound calico bass and it's the 70th bite of the day that you still have enough line to get it. You know, fresh, clean, brand-new tied 25-pound is all you need, but you know, if you're fishing 25-pound and have 40 bites and 40 fish teeth chewing on it and kelp in it and all those other things that happen, that's when it goes away. And fishing heavy does two things. You're going to get that fish, and when you fish a heavy piece of fluoro, you know, piece of 60-pound Seaguar or something, you just don't ever burn through your lead heads. Like, that's what always blew me away.
Yeah,
I used to bring a box full of lead heads because I grew up fishing calico bass with 12-pound and 15-pound, and you make a cast, and you hang it up in the kelp, and you break it off, and you tie a new one on. And when you're starting to fish 65-pound Power Pro and a piece of 60-pound Seaguar Gold, your lead head comes back every time.
Yeah.
I go down there with a half a dozen lead heads now, or, you know, maybe a dozen at the most, and hardly don't lose anything.
And that's a nice thing, too. Your calico rig should be like a kelp cutter rig with, you know, like Rick says, 65-pound Power Pro, Tranks reel, and then like a short piece of 60 or 80-pound Seaguar.
It's so hard to fathom fishing line that big if you grew up fishing relatively light line for calico bass.
Yeah.
But I assure you,
they'll eat it.
No problem.
They'll eat it.
They're not line shy. And I can't tell you how many times Javier would text me at night and say, tell customers line too small. They have to bring bigger, heavier
line. Yeah. That includes the yellowtail, right?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
There was one point that Javier said, don't let them come down with anything less than 60 pounds.
Wow.
I think Jeff made a really good point, Darren. Darren's text is, you kind of decide what you want to do the most of. Like, if you know you're yellowtail crazy, and yeah, you'll catch a few bass here or there, but you're wanting to do the yellowtail thing, then just lean more towards that. And the same thing with plastics. You know, people come in the shop all the time, well, how many's enough plastics? Like, well, that just depends. If you're a calico bass nut and that's what you want to do, you can't bring too many. And if you know, a weedless baits, those last a lot longer. If the conditions are right for weedless, you're not going to burn through those as fast as you're going to go through a 5-inch viejo. You just kind of dial it into what you really want. If you're a bass nut, go plastic heavy and back off a little bit on the other stuff.
And they do have plastics on the island, if you run through all your fails or something like that.
Yeah.
But what about the question on the fathom reel?
Fathom 30 is a great reel. I mean, it is a...
Is it appropriate for Cedros?
Totally it is. A Fathom 30 star drag would be very similar to like a Torium 20 or a Torium 30, which would, that would probably be the route that I went. But if you picked a Fathom 30, no doubt, great reel, good free spool, good drags, it would be an excellent choice. And it'd be plenty appropriate. Same deal, we'd probably set it up the same way, put some 65 or maybe even some 80-pound backing on the reel. But if you're going to cast surface iron with it, at least for me, I'd probably put a nice long, full mono top shot on it so you can cast your jigs with it. And if you were thinking more it was going to be your slow troll mackerel rig, then maybe I might think about going the kelp cutter style like you were talking about. Fill it full of spectra, fish 3 feet of 50 pound.
Very good. All right.
The other one last thing I didn't think about too, like Jeff was saying, make sure to throw a few sabiki rigs in there too.
Oh,
like if you're going to be jigging
the mackerel,
yeah. And do it regardless. I go down there without the intention of ever fishing a live bait, but every morning we jig up a tank. I mean, it takes you 15 or 20 minutes or a half hour at the most to jig up a tank of bait. And at the end of the day, if you throw them out, who cares? But, like, if you need it, I mean, who knows what scenario might exist.
Bring a few sinkers,
totally.
8-ounce sinkers,
totally.
6-ounce sinkers, something like that.
Just have it. Even if you're a diehard jig guy, why not? What's 20 minutes out of your day to have a tank of bait just in case you need? What happens if you find a school of sea bass, which we have done down there?
Yep. Absolutely.
We were fishing calico bass, no intentions of fishing bait at all, and literally found a big school of fish, found us swimming through the kelp, and we caught a limit of sea bass because we had a tank full of mackerel.
Wow. Pretty awesome.
You know, I don't know anybody that would go down there to go fishing to catch yellowtail and see fish swimming around and you're not getting bit on your surface iron, deny themselves of using a mackerel for bait and putting the boat in gear for about 30 seconds and then winding in a 40-pound fish.
Yeah.
So, you know, give yourself the opportunity. You're spending the money. You're spending the time. Take a little bit of a lot of stuff if you want to, or a lot. You're not going to be unhappy. You're going to be smiling, seeing Rosie when you come back and saying, "Put me back on the list for next year."
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah,
and
that's why we had to go to Cedro Sport Fishing
Dos.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You
Rick.
Got it, buddy. How about we talk to Dave? He's calling us from Anza this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and Rosie, Jeff, just hearing you two talk, it just reminds me of a couple really great trips I had down there to Cedros, and, it's more than a fishing trip, it's an adventure, and Rosie, I was just kind of wondering, with the new launch you have, are we going to see any changes just in the day-to-day operation? And another question also, everything is so well supplied down there, between the food, the accommodations and everything. What are the logistics you have to go through to keep such a remote place supplied like you do?
Got it. Okay, so what everyone knows and loves about Cedro Sport Fishing Lodge 1 is going to exactly go to Cedro Sport Fishing Dos, okay? So all the day-to-day operations will be exactly the same. We're splitting up our crew. So a lot of you guys know Floor, who is our housekeeper, and she helps out in the kitchen also. We are letting her choose which lodge that she wants to take, and I think she's going to go up to the lodge number 2 for July, August, September, and October. She will be bringing on her crew for up there. So
she'll be like the manager.
She'll be the manager up there. So she will have, the kitchen under control. The housekeeping will be exactly the same. Your rooms will get cleaned every day. We hired Felipe, who is the teacher at the school down there. He's the English teacher.
Oh, cool.
So he teaches English as a second language. So he is fabulous. He will be up at the new lodge helping, just like Richard does it at the first lodge. He will be, you know, Felipe at lodge two.
Wow.
And so they will definitely be, the day-to-day logistics will be exactly the same. You will still, we might have to stagger going down to the harbor a little bit, so you're not waiting to get on the pongas. We might have, you know, one at, you know, 5:45 head out, one head out at 6 to give a 15-minute little time frame to get down there a little bit differently. Both lodges will be available with their walkie-talkies, so whenever you guys come in, your respective host will go down and pick you up and get you back to the lodge. Dinners will still be at the same time, right around 6 o'clock. And then, you know, hang out by the fire and everything. And as far as, you know, it's crazy, that, Dave, that you ask about, you know, getting stuff down there. Before the season starts, we, through Ensenada at the Costco down there in Ensenada, just load up truckloads and truckloads of supplies, anywhere, you know, Gatorades, waters, sodas, paper towel, TP, whatever we need, and we get it down to the barges in Guerrero Negro through the salt facility, and they, you know, let us get everything on that barge and then take it over,
and
then we get truckloads. And we have a warehouse out there. I don't know if you guys even knew that. Tom set that up where we have this huge warehouse out there that where we just stockpile stuff.
Oh, you're great.
So that we always have that stuff down there.
Now, what about pongas? I mean, you're going to need six more pongas, right?
We are going to need it.
Or actually four to six.
Yeah. You know, this is crazy that you say that because, you know, normally we have four pongas. And we put three anglers per ponga.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of groups down there, though, that there might be two per ponga. Mm-hmm. And so we, a lot last year, used five pongas.
Mm-hmm.
We had two trips that used six pongas. So, you know, as this last 15 years have gone on, you guys have seen some ponga captains come in and some ponga captains go out. Well, this last 5 years since I've been there, since we have been filled consistently, the ponga captains have stayed because they have a job, and they have a very good paying job down
great
there.
Job.
Sure.
So, you know, we have other ponga captains that are now wanting to get back in with us because they see how well we have been doing. And, you know, we have used them for our fifth ponga captain or our sixth ponga captain. Well, now those guys like Paul and Flaco and Mario, they can all come back and now have a job and be there full time with us. So, oh, and Chava, our new ponga captain last year, tons of people ranting and raving at how wonderful he is. He's actually Javier's brother-in-law.
Ah.
And he is very, very good. So we have four ponga captains that have worked for us before that will be signing on for next year.
Okay.
And we have a few more that are going to be coming on. As, you know, obviously we have grown. Obviously the lodge that we are taking over has declined, but they had some very good ponga captains like Paul. I fished with him before. I think Jeff has fished with him before. He's a good ponga captain. He's motivated. He's excited. He wants to get the bite. He's going to really serve you guys well.
That's awesome.
That's great.
There's kind of there's an unsung machismo thing, if you don't know, going down there with the crew and the ponga captains. It's bragging rights.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
And
amongst all the guys at Cedar Sport Fishing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, not only Cedar Sport Fishing, but even the other lodges.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And so if you're not number one at the end of the day with the yellowtail count, or if they are not biting and it's bass, you see the personalities come out at the dock.
That's cool.
And Javier does not like to lose.
And neither does Lalo.
And neither does Lalo. But
none of them do.
They don't.
No.
None of them do.
And, you know, it's great, too, because you see there's kind of another generation of drivers that are coming up down there, the captains. And Rosie had mentioned Chaba and being Javier's, I guess,
brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Javier calls himself the maestro because he's the teacher. And I'll tell you what. If I'm not fishing with Javier, or I'm not fishing with Martin, I'm fishing with Jabba. He's
really good.
There's a lot of good guys. Yeah.
They really are. Yeah. Cool. They really are. Wow.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, more texts, and a lot more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You were at it for Cedros. Tranks is a must. Tranks Terramar combo, are you kidding me?
It was as if they tried to put the most perfect reel together to fish bass and yellows out of a Ponga at a place at Cedros, and it is Tranks, man. There's no doubt about
Tranks
it.
Tranks 500 for surface iron fishing?
400 for weedless, 300 for a lead head and a 5-inch Viejo. I mean, like every size throughout the line has got you covered for what you're going to be doing down there.
And what you get is power. And also, you no matter how experienced you are with casting a conventional reel, you can adjust the Tranks
the variable
to
breaking
fit your
system.
Style.
Yeah, I mean that's it. You can dial that thing up so that it's a huge performance casting reel, or you can dial it back so that even the most beginner angler can cast that thing effortlessly and not be plagued with backlash all day. Yeah. It's a perfect reel.
It is the Tranks. Buy Shimano. Get it at your local Shimano dealer.
You can apply now for grant funding for newer and cleaner engines for your vessel. Grant funding is now available from the San Diego County Air Pollution Control District to help marine vessel owners get cleaner engines and shore power technology to reduce diesel emissions. Through these reimbursement programs, you may be eligible for up to 85% of the cost of repowering your vessel with new Tier 3 or 4 marine engines. You could also be eligible for a shore power retrofit, too. The project must meet all of the requirements of the programs, but there are millions of dollars available. For more information, call 858-586-2600. That's 858-586-2600. Or visit www.sdapcd.org for more details and application instructions. The San Diego APCD has provided millions of grant funding for clean marine vessel projects. So don't miss out. But hurry, you must apply by January 7th. Newer and cleaner engines for your vessel. You don't need to do it on your own. Let us help.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been packed all morning. If you want to get your spot to get through, 213-432-1090. It's open right now.
Yeah, and big congratulations to a good buddy of ours.
Yeah, Dr. Kenneth Morith, Doc Spoon, our good buddy. Ken, on his birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Ken, went fishing with the boys from Bite Sport Fishing and successfully got... After a lifetime of close calls,
checked the bucket off the list of a local swordfish with Dylan from Bite yesterday.
Wow.
So congratulations, awesome. Ken. That was a big deal. Like he was
on his birthday.
On his birthday, which was really cool. I remember working in the tackle store. I mean, forever when Marty Morris, you know, his dad, and they'd hooked a broadbill that Ken hooked a surface fish in Carlsbad, and I think they pulled on it for 9 hours. And at the gaff shot with the flying gaff, there was just an issue with the flying gaff, we will say. And long story short, the gaffing didn't go as good as one would want. Fish took off, pulled on it for another couple hours, and it busted him off. So like he's been super close, and I know he's got a swordfish on the East Coast, but officially yesterday with Bite Sport Fishing, got a local sword. And congrats, Ken. That was that's a rad
awesome.
Fish, man. I was super stoked for you.
Congratulations.
Cool way to spend
Ken.
A birthday, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. It's really good. And Bite has been on it.
Oh, man, those guys are so good.
Yeah,
it's great. I know it's swordfish. I know it's not an everyday. It's not a guaranteed thing. But it feels like it, being at the shop. You know, you hear those guys radioing every day. Hey, can you get the scales ready? We got a swordfish. We'd like to string it up. It feels like they get every day. You know what I mean? I know it's swordfish. I know it's not, but it really feels like it.
Yeah.
It feels like every day those guys are calling, hey, get the scale ready. We got another one. We're going to string her up. Like, they are so good at it.
They
it's crazy.
Are. You know, in the last break, you heard San Diego APCD ad for them. They have $30 million to put new engines in your boat. They'll pay 85% of the cost of replacing your older tier diesel engines.
Say that again?
$30 million to replace new engines into your boat, tier 4, 3 or tier 4. Tier 4 don't exist, but tier 3 engines, basically. In Europe, they'll pay up to 85% of the cost. Of course, there are restrictions apply. You have to basically be a commercial guy, but a sport boat or a six-pack boat something like that. But the money's available, and you have to apply by January 7th. So check SDAPCD.com. See if you qualify. I mean, it doesn't hurt. Fill out the thing. See if you qualify. They'll pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for new diesel engines. They'll pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for maybe a generator for shore power retrofits. The whole thing. Money's available.
Yeah, so take advantage of
it. Go after it.
Yeah, that's cool. Good tip.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
They're packed up. They are for sure. We're going to talk to Sean. Sean's calling us from Lomita this morning. What's up, Sean? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is so interesting going down there. I'm just curious about the general cost of going down there, the whole package. What's included? What's not included? And just so I can budget it into my agenda.
Okay, so general cost. So we have 5-day trips and 6-day trips. The 5-day trips are $2,600, and the 6-day trips are $2,800. And basically, I'd like to say they're all inclusive. So all inclusive. So you meet me down at the CBX. I have your Mexican fishing license. I take care of your cross-border express passes. We take care of all of your ground transportation once you're on the island, your airfare, your accommodations, your meals, water, soft drinks, Gatorades, sodas, all your pongas. The only thing that you're going to have to take, and also your fish processing.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, fish processing these days, when you come back to San Diego, you still have to take care of that yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have a dedicated fish processing plant.
Yes. We built our own fish processing facility down there. We have a commercial-grade vacuum sealer. We've got guys on the island that, once they're done filleting the fish, you can see through the bones, you know what I mean? So it's like, and the fish processing is table ready. So, we do it in 1.5-pound bags. Everything is labeled per species, frozen, good to go. So the fish processing is included. You don't get that anywhere else.
No.
And at the quality you're getting, it's amazing. So
not just a fillet thrown in a Ziploc bag.
Correct. Yeah. That is bad by the time you get home.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we still, I hate to say it, but we're still eating on some of our stuff that we got last year.
Yeah.
2019.
Yeah, when it's properly cared for.
And it's properly cared for. So that is all included.
I mean, it's a phenomenal bargain.
It really is.
I mean, you think about it. I mean, $2,600 plus your tips and whatever alcoholic beverages.
Right. So, you have to include, and what's not included is obviously your gratuity and the alcohol. And the other thing that we actually took out of the price point a few years ago was the fishing on the day of arrival. Some anglers liked to do it, and some didn't like to do it. So instead of, you know, making...
forcing somebody to pay for it if they
right,
didn't want to do it,
exactly.
You gave them the option.
So we give them that option now.
So basically on a 5-day, 4-night trip, you're getting 3 full days of fishing included.
Correct.
On a 6-day, 5-night trip, you're getting 4 full days of fishing
Correct.
Included. And if you wanted to add an extra half day, how much is a half day?
Half day fishing is $60.
That, oh, come on.
No,
give me a break.
Yeah. Where, right. I take it back. You should have just put it in that.
And here's the scoop.
I was expecting a few hundred.
Yeah. So when you go half day fishing, okay, now you're going to go half day, maybe 4 or 5 hours. But you're not coming back with, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, a small little fish. Or, you know, you could come back with, like Chucky last year, a half-day fishing, he caught his personal best 42-pound yellowtail.
Yeah,
you cool. know, I mean, you're coming back with some fish, you know. And,
yeah.
and even if, let's say, that you're not grabbing those 40-pounders, you might be grabbing 18-pounders. You know, full-day fishing here, the 18-pounder is probably the jackpot fish, and you just caught 5 of them.
That's so cool.
Pretty awesome.
On
that's
half
so
day
cool.
fishing. So, yeah, so that is, that's in the price
that's
point.
That's why
there.
They had an added extra lodge, because
exactly.
it's a great value and it's a phenomenal experience.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, Ed in Ventura had a question. If we're going down a couple times, if we're going down a couple times during the summer, is there a place to store our gear between trips? Good question.
Yes, Ed, and I know exactly the Ed who this is. I've known Ed for probably 12 years now.
Ah.
Great gentleman. So, yeah, Ed, actually, we do. We have one of our hosts down there. He actually has a room at his house where he does storage.
Oh, okay.
So we have probably about, I would say, maybe up to 10 gentlemen right now that leave actually all their gear and tackle down there.
No
kidding. Yeah, we have Rick, a gentleman named Rick, that goes down 3 to 4 times a year, and he just leaves his stuff there.
Huh. Nice.
So, and not only the nice thing about that, but now he's not traveling with gear. He takes home a bunch of fish.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You know, where other lodges say, hey, you know, our anglers maybe can take 20 pounds. No. No, not with us.
Yeah.
Our anglers want to bring home 35 to 40 pounds of table-ready fillets.
Well, that's a lot
and
of fish.
It's a lot of fish. And, you know, we have that Cessna Grand Caravan, and it is definitely the workhorse of aircraft. And if packed properly, you can bring home 40 pounds of fish. I know Jeff came home, I think you had closer to 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just pack light. You don't need to take a ton of clothes.
So it's based on your total weight. I mean,
yeah.
if you...
You
so
get 72 to 73 pounds coming and going.
So the less weight you have carrying, the more fish you can bring.
Correct.
There you go.
That's,
yeah.
that's the idea.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
I have one group of guys that they only take 2 rods each, and they take 3 Plano boxes in a little, like, it's almost like a mechanic's bag.
Mm-hmm. A little
they
tool
take
bag.
A little tool bag. That's all they take. All of those guys came back last year with it. 50 pounds of fish.
Nice.
And they all shared it. So they all put it in a pool,
mm-hmm.
and we told the guys at the fish house, okay, make them all even. Same, you know, upper loins, center loins, tail sections, halibut, calico, whatever they kept.
Sea bass.
Like the whole
sea
group.
Everything.
Whole group share.
And halibut last year, dear Lord, the
yeah,
halibut
big
was
halibut.
On.
Yeah.
And so these guys were coming back, and it's like, and you know, I'm kind of nosy, so when we're transferring fish down at the CBX from my, you know, coolers to their coolers, you know, I like to check the quality of the fillet, and I like to check the quality of the vacuum seal. And I was looking at some of these halibut fillets that these guys were getting last year. It was unbelievable. But yeah, there you go, you know.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, Castman was traveling somewhere this week, right?
Yeah, I know.
Somewhere.
It was one of those that were, you know, potentially going to catch you, and if I'm available, I will,
yeah.
and if I'm not, I won't. But as always, his report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Check out their holiday special, the rub special, which is 3 rubs for $20 and $10, and you get 10 for $60. How about that?
What a deal.
10 of those packs of rubs for $60, which you nailed it. It's like such a cool and unique stocking stuffer, cool for somebody that loves cooking and preparing fish and all the other great stuff that they do. They make great gifts for coworkers, stocking stuffers, and more. Their famous party platter, that's $55. It includes smoked fish, tuna jerky, and their Applewood smoked cheeses. You can choose from a variety of different flavors. It's a total hit for your holiday gathering. Check them out in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right. Hey, got some great text going here, some great phone calls. You got one there, Rick?
I do. I definitely have one standing by. I'll pull it up. Says, good morning. I've had a great time hanging out and fishing with Jeff. We killed a ton of yellows last year, and I feel like I brought about 400 plastics and never put one down because of fishing with the long rod was so much fun. It was an awesome week, and a huge thanks to my Ponga captain, Benito. He was young and full of energy. I can't wait to come back.
That's cool.
Yeah. Just a true accolade of kind of everything you said, and like we were talking about with tackle before, like that's it. Like you prepare for what you think you're gonna do, and man, just don't be surprised if the, because I'm a calico bass freak, I love it, but surface iron yellowtail is maybe my favorite thing in the world. How do you decide how do you make a call? What's better, wide open surface iron yellowtail or wide open calico bass on a weedless?
Yes.
There's no deciding.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you that because we fish in shallow water sometimes, the calico bass, even the little 1-pounders, will try and eat that 7X like you can't.
Yeah. Oh, man. Totally.
And so, you know, sometimes you think you're hooking a small yellow and it's a 4-pound calico.
So aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, it's like going to the candy store.
Yeah. Hey, here's another one from Jeff. Darren from Huntington Beach wants to know what's Jeff's most memorable day on the island.
Fishing with Darren.
Fishing with Darren.
if it's the same Darren, I think it is. My most memorable day. There's a few. Catching a limit of yellowtail by 8 o'clock in the morning, catching a 7-pound calico on the north end of the island, the scenery, the elephant seals that are up on the north end, sunsets, sunrises, taking a trip around to the other side of the island. There's just so many things that are so memorable.
So you've had several memorable.
Yeah.
You know, it's so hard because I'll say the same thing. I mean, we had one trip where we actually put four of us on Javier's Ponga because it's so huge.
Giant.
And I went back, I think, to get a soda, and I turn around, and on the bow of the Ponga, Jeff, Javier, Rachel, and Chucky are all throwing surface iron on the bow. Not one tangle, just going after it.
Tons of room.
We at 10:30 in the morning took a picture of us on the bow with our limits of yellowtail, and I don't think there was one under 20 pounds.
Oh, cool.
Jeez. And it was just like, wow, did that just happen? or the time we're with Lalo, and Lalo and I had like a little side bet going on how many calico bass we could catch. And you know, he's like, well, Rosie, you know, he's got one. And it's like, and I pull up one tomorrow, you know. And we're going back and forth. And it's like, okay, I think we were tied. Lalo and I were tied. We had both caught, I don't know, 30-something calico bass.
Wow.
And he's like, okay, call it a day. And, it's like, cool. And all of a sudden, I hook up. And it's like, and I was trying to get through the kelp. It was just so thick. And, you know, God bless Lolly, goes, oh, time to drive away, wind it in, you know. And it's like, he's like, you know, lose it, basically. And it's like, so finally he kind of positioned the boat where we could get it up, and all of a sudden he looks down and he looks up at me. And, I don't know, it was almost a 7-pounder.
Wow.
So cool.
7-pound cal, and my personal best.
Nice.
Awesome.
And
that's,
he goes,
cool.
Okay, Rosie, you won.
So,
that's right, Lolly.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more catch reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.